This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To be Morning Coffee Club, TJ, Hope, intern Joe's in the house. I'm Billy Kidd.
Know lots of people who had the DNA testing done through like 23andMe. Can't remember the other
site. Ancestry was the other one, the big one.
Okay, so I'm letting you know, 23andMe is declaring bankruptcy. Actually, they already have. What does this mean for our data? I did the 23andMe. I did it because of the illnesses that run in my family.
Now, this is, you can submit a DNA.
Saliva.
Okay.
So I spit in a tube,
yep,
and I mailed it off. And then they sent me the results. You download the app and it's all right there. And then even weekly, there's new, like, here's your chances of getting osteoporosis. Here's your blah, blah, blah. So there's always adding new things and stuff to my
So to it wasn't app. Just a once and done thing?
But I only bought it once.
I got
I bought the box and I bought the premium and that's it. It doesn't get rebuilt.
So what happens to all that data now that the company's going out of business?
Well, first of all, that business plan isn't sustainable. The fact that you don't have reoccurring customers, well, somebody buys something and then that's it.
I mean, the fact they just went out of business, that's
correct.
Confirms everything you just said.
And so they said there is a way, first of all, they said nothing is in danger right now. Everything is safe. They're running as usual. However, it's for sale. 23andMe, they're gonna sell it.
So your DNA is for sale?
Right. What we don't want is something not in this country, some company buying it, because the regulations may not be the same for the DNA laws. So I'm just letting you know, now you're fine. But this is what I did after doing some research. Download your raw data from your reports, okay, off the website and off the app. Download it. Then you go to your settings. And if you have them storing your sample, which I did, for whatever reason, I guess I didn't know I had an option, change it so they do not store it. So for now, I'm keeping the account. But those two things you should really do like today. Download your data off the site, everything that you paid for, and then say, no, I don't want you hanging on to my DNA sample, which you can do through the settings of your app.
Have you done this, Hope?
I've done Ancestry DNA, not 23andMe. So my first thought is, would Ancestry DNA, because it's like a stir, like not a sister company, but like similar, if they would buy into it, or is that like creating a monopoly in the DNA world?
I have no idea. All I know is that I'm just like, uh-oh.
I love a good conspiracy.
Oh, of course you
can
do.
Can I give you my conspiracy guy take on all this?
All right.
This is why I have not done this. If, let's say, down the road, somebody buys this information, insurance companies could use that against you. Insurance companies could say, oh, hey, TJ, I see on this 23andMe DNA analysis that you're line of DNA is full of cancer, and this specific kind of cancer. So I'm not going to insure you for this specific thing.
So far, though, I want you to know, Billy, there is federal laws for the DNA. However, laws change all the time.
What's happening to our federal laws
now? I understand.
Well, what's your darker reason?
I'm afraid that they're going to use my DNA to create clones of me, and the clone's going to go commit crimes. Like, that's why I won't do it. Like, I refuse to. There's only one of me, and I like it that way.
Man,
they can clone me. Imagine more helps running around.
Of course we can. Right.
It's a B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Hope, TJ, intern Joe, I'm Billy Kidd.
Now, this is very exciting. There is going to be a new Rochester Emergency Veterinary Service opening up over in East Rochester. For so long, there was just the one in Henrietta, and it was a big jump scare when they closed their 24-hour facility across from MCC. So when I saw this, I was like, I gotta tell the people. It's for our emergencies, for our pets. The Rochester Emergency Veterinary Service is going to be opening up over in East Rochester on West Commercial Street. Beginning this Friday, they're going to be open all evening, overnight, and weekend for emergency services.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. When my dog had that seizure, which she hasn't had one since, thank God. But I mean, I was losing it.
Where did you have to go to get treatment?
I went to Webster.
Okay.
There was a urgent, like a dog, like a animal urgent.
Was that open
care.
During like normal business hours or overnight? So if something happened to your dog at 2 a.m.
Correct. And so, but I had my 20-year-old calling. I was like, call a vet. And she's like, I don't know what that means, Mom, but okay. So we're calling vets and they're like, I'm sorry. Yeah. Our vet isn't even in today. No, we can't take it. I'm sorry. I don't know where to tell you where to go. And so finally, one told us to call that urgent care in Webster. But to know that there's an emergency place in case you have to use it, that's really good.
Otherwise, you were getting in a car and driving to Buffalo or Syracuse.
Yeah.
I heard some people driving to Ithaca. There's like Cornell.
Oh, yeah.
Down there. That's a long ways to go to get your dog treated. Now, is this open for everybody or do you have to be a patient?
It says emergency veterinary services. So there from my understanding, it's that if you're having an emergency, you can bring your pet in.
Good to have options. Dustin Lynch on WBEE. He is coming to town Saturday, June 14th, Palmyra, the Finger Lakes concert, the big show that's going to be out there, the Finger Lakes Country Music Festival. Tickets are on sale right now. You can get details at WBEE.com. So TJ, yesterday we were talking about your mom.
Yes.
And she had asked you, she was kind of like not asking you directly, but kind of leading you down a path so that
she
you would volunteer something.
She does that. And it ends up, there's a name for it. And it's called boomer asking. Have you heard of this?
So when we first saw this word, I thought it meant boomer as in older generation.
Like, right.
Boomer, you know, here we go. The boomer's asking again.
But it ends up, it's like a boomerang.
Is it a double entendre?
It's like, okay, I'm going to ask you, but really, how can I make this about me? How can I turn it back to what I need?
So asking a question like, so what are you doing this weekend?
Right. Meaning, can you help me do something this weekend? Like, I know what she means.
Yeah.
And it's totally a boomer ask. And I don't know why she does it, but she does. And I don't know if it's come with the age, but it seems to have. She doesn't want to just ask me for a ride. She'll be like, so where you got to go today? Do you have to go anywhere today?
And I know what that means. Maybe you would be driving to Buffalo
maybe
or that direction.
She wants a ride to Buffalo. And she goes, I wish someone would ride with me to Buffalo when I have to go to your sister's. And I'm like, well,
have a good trip, Mom.
I don't know. Maybe you should ask her to come and get you. And she also has a wig that she needs cut for the wedding. And she's like, I wish someone would call and make this appointment with someone who knows how to cut this wig. And I'm like, well, who is this someone?
It's you. Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
She's so like passive aggressive, and it's just that's kind of how it I don't know. So I have that going on at the same time. I'm very sandwiched. I don't know how else to explain it right now in my life.
Well, you and I actually are part of they call it the sandwich generation.
Yes. And so I have my home life with the crazy kid schedule and the husband and this job, and then I got mama, whose basically full-time job is to ask me to do stuff for her. And instead of driving or trying to do it, she just would rather me drive her. I think it just makes her feel safer. So, yeah, it's very... And I think she sees my frustration, so she doesn't want to come out and ask me.
Right.
So she... Boomer asks.
She's kind of tiptoeing around it, seeing how you feel, reading the facial expressions.
Yeah, so now you know your new verbiage. Boomer asking.
The B Morning Coffee Club. And we've got TJ and Billy and Hope and intern Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And so I stepped out and went upstairs to the bathroom and my mouth was bleeding. And it made me realize I had a flashback. I was like, I haven't been to the dentist in a minute.
Oh.
Now here's the problem. My dentist died.
Oh. How long ago?
Well, I'm very overdue for, your 6 month cleaning.
She's too ashamed.
I'm two, three. That's overdue. Okay. The last dentist I had, I picked because my aunt was the receptionist. And I was like, well, if I'm going to go to a dentist, I hate going to the dentist. I was like, at least I get to see my aunt. We'd try to plan it around her lunch break so we could go have lunch together. So, it really got me through the idea of having to go to the dentist. So I got to see my favorite aunt, my Aunt Janet. And now I'm like, well, I need a new dentist. But how do you even pick a dentist? Does it really matter that much? There's one that's at the bottom of my driveway.
And you recently moved.
I recently moved.
Yes.
There's one at the bottom of my driveway. There's an office park. I'm like, can I just go to that one? But I've seen on Instagram, there's ones with massage chairs and TVs.
And I love my dentist.
I know you love your dentist, but that's going to be a half hour drive away from me.
Right.
So I'm like, is it
so quality that big of a deal? Over
convenience.
Over convenience, which is better. But you don't know anything about the one at the end of your road. You just assume that, well, they're close.
I could walk there.
Yeah.
So I'm like, in the event I needed to walk to my dentist, I could. Is that worth going there?
See, here's the way I look at it. As long as, do a little recon, do a little research, and as long as they don't have horrible reviews, go for convenience. You're not going to go otherwise. Well, if you have to drive to the other side of town.
Because I already have to drive far. My primary care doctor is in Lakeville. That okay. I got a hike wow. to.
Because nobody's accepting new patients. Closer.
Yes. I mean, I also love my doctor in Lakeville. He tells me that the amount of ice cream I eat is perfectly acceptable, which is daily.
He tells me everything I want to hear.
Yeah. Yep.
So I don't know that a new dentist is going to agree with how much, sugar I intake. So there's all these things. Are they going to approve how, my eating habits? Are they convenient?
Step back. Insurance coverage.
Well, yes. Also that.
Yeah.
Convenience. And then whatever else you want to look at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Money. If it's cheaper, if it's cheaper for you to drive 15 minutes, you should be driving 15 minutes to save money. Yes.
Boy, the wheels are turning. The look on her face is like,
she's like, wow.
Can I call and ask that and be like, what's my copay?
That's the, absolutely. They'll tell you.
Yeah. And if it's, I don't know, if it's going to get you to the dentist, because you like to make a lot of excuses. You're like, but then this, and that, because you overthink everything and overanalyze everything. So yes, go to the dentist at the bottom of your driveway if it means that you're going to get those teeth cleaned and looked at.
It's a B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ, Hope, Billy Kidd, Joe the intern is in. I don't know how you guys fare on spelling. Yesterday, we all realized we all are horrible at math. How are you guys with spelling?
I'm terrible.
I'd like to think I'm decent, but I still have flashbacks to my fourth grade spelling bee when I didn't ask them to put weather in a sentence and I spelled the wrong version and I got kicked out. Oh. So I get a little hurt sometimes when it comes to spelling.
The fact that you even made the spelling bee.
Congratulations.
I was like, I've heard about these things. Never once did I make the spelling bee.
I won the county spelling bee when I was in middle school.
Wow. Stop. Did you get like a trophy for that or like a little plaque? Good for you.
No, they just said, all right, you want to go to the next one? And I was like, nope, I don't want to travel to Albany.
That was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, your mama, done. Your mama must have been so proud.
I mean, she's an English teacher. Of course she was.
Yes.
So I bring this up because there's an eighth grader from Red Jacket named Reed Larson.
Who
won the regional spelling bee competition. And he is moving on to the next level for Scripps for the National Spelling Bee.
That's the big time right
there. Do you ever
watch
this? It's like, it's intense.
No, because it makes me feel bad about myself.
Well, doesn't
I only watch stuff that makes me feel good about myself.
Well, stand by because I'm playing this music because we're going to have a little spelling bee of our own right here.
All right.
Should we just, I'll throw a word at each of you. TJ, we'll start with you.
Oh, gosh. Okay, go ahead.
Carol. Carol, it's a noun, an Asiatic sea snake. Carol.
C-A-R-O-L?
Mm. I don't even know if I'm saying it right, to be honest.
I don't think you're saying it right.
K-E-R-R-I-L-L.
So that would be Kier.
Kirill?
Yeah, you're saying I'm wrong.
All right, Joe. Another word, I'm not sure if I'm saying it. Quokka. Quokka.
Can you use it in a sentence?
It's a small, stocky wallaby with a reddish-brown coat and a short tail. So, oh, Hope's holding a cute little quokka. Quokka.
Q-U-A-K-K-A.
It was an O-K-K-A. That was very good.
Yeah. You got the two Ks,
that
which
was
is pretty good.
Kind of impressive. I had to write this one out phonetically because I'm not even sure how to say this one. Xyloglyphy. Xyloglyphy. It is a noun, wood sculpting that is artistic in nature. So I'll use it in a sentence for you. Wow, that statue of Queen Elizabeth over there on TJ's desk is very...
Xyloglyphy?
Xyloglyphy.
That's okay. Not right. That's not right.
X, Y, O... G-L-I-P-H-Y. Xyloglyphy.
You actually missed two letters, but that was, I was impressed with your attempt. It's
L-M-N-O-P.
X-Y-L-O-G-L-Y-P-H-Y. You threw an I, you threw a couple extra I's in there. But that was impressive.
We don't even need to know how to spell anymore. We got autocorrect.
I'm
so it's
you.
A skill that, you know,
so
it's like
many
cursive.
People turn it off.
Yeah, whatever.
But so many people turn off autocorrect.
Why?
I don't know. It irritates me.
That's
beyond
crazy.
Belief, actually.
That's crazy.
I hate it when mine corrects all of the other stuff that's wrong with it. This is a run-on sentence. You should use a pair. No, I don't need to.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections. But you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at Almased.com. That's Almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC. Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.